Week 8 coaches shows here continue on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here now in our Frankfurt Locker Room chats, brought by Wink Oil Company, Blue Vibe Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System, with head coach of the Frankfurt Wildcat Girls, it's Doug Thompson. Coach, it's been a pair of games since last time we spoke, a win over Washington County 45-37, and a loss against the Onega Buffaloes for the third time meeting that team this season. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, I think the Frankfurt game, you know, we started off pretty good. Got ourselves out to a pretty good lead. You know, I thought Miley Howe did a really good job that game. She was very aggressive, had some layups, got us going early. You know, I think she ended up with 11 points. And Tessa Parthmer also, she knocked down some key threes there. She ended up with 12. And, you know, we just shot the ball really well. So, you know, then we traveled to Onega last night. And, again, you know, I thought we played a really good first quarter, even about 4 minutes left to go. And in the second quarter, and the game just kind of got away. We ended up giving up 23 points in that second quarter and just had some turnovers and some fouls and just kind of give up some free throws there, and the game just kind of got away from us there. So,
and you know, it's always a testament to play a team twice a year. This is the third time you met Onega, of course, having won the last two times. You know, what did you kind of see differently from Onega in last night's game compared to previous times?
Yeah, you know, they played us in man the last two games, and I thought, you know, we've done a really good job running our man offense. They kind of threw a 1-3-1 at us last night and kind of changed up the defense a little bit. And, you know, I just didn't think we moved the ball very well. And, of course, you know, again, when we're making shots, everything goes well. And, of course, last night we just had a hard time getting some shots to go. So, you know, I just tried telling the girls, hey, maybe you got to do it with your defense, try to get some steals and see the ball go in the net. So we started off with 12 points really good and just finished the game with 19. So just scoring kind of got bad there in the second half.
Well, only four games remain here of the season, of the regular season. All four are Twin Valley League games here. Upcoming on Friday, it's Blue Valley Randolph, and then next Tuesday, it's Centralia. What are some keys here to not only finish out strong in this TVL play and season, but also against these two upcoming opponents?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is just to continue to fight through a little bit of adversity. You know, I told the girls, you know, when you shoot the ball, it's either going to go in or you're going to miss. And, you know, if you miss some shots, then, you know, you still got to continue to keep shooting the ball with confidence. But, you know, I thought last night we just, you know, we kind of got the ball, had some good looks, and just passed up on them because shots weren't falling down, and kind of missed out on opportunities to get some shots up there. But, you know, the biggest thing for us is just to get back to practice and compete. And, you know, this will be the third time that we played Blue Valley. The first time we played them, you know, we were down 25-3 and had a bunch of turnovers. You know, we played them the first round of TVL, and, you know, it was a one-point game going into the fourth quarter, and they outscored us 12-2 and just couldn't get some shots to fall there. So just kind of finishing the game and competing. And, when you start looking at Centralia, you know, you're going to have to be able to handle the pressure that they put on you. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
Yeah, thank you.
That was head coach Doug Thompson for the Frankfurt Lady Wildcats. Let's Locker Room Chat again, brought to you by Winkle & Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach of the Frankfurt Boys, Adam Schreiner.